नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सखा वृष्णि वृषभावनि दृग राजन्य वंश दहनान पवर्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरार्ति हरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरो भगवान नमस्ते
श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सखा वृष्णि वृषभा भवानि दृग
श्री कृष्ण कृष्ण सखा वृष्णि वृषभावनि दृग राजन्य वंश दहनान पवार्ग वीर्य गोविंद गो द्विज सुरार्ति हरावतार योगेश्वराखिल गुरु भगवान नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण
श्री कृष्ण
ओ श्री कृष्ण
ओ श्री कृष्ण
कृष्ण सखा ओ फ्रेंड ऑफ अर्जुन वृष्णि ऑफ डिसेंडेंट्स ऑफ वृष्णि ऋषभ ओ चीफ अवनी द अर्थ
द्रुक
रेबेलियस राजन्य वंश डायनेस्टीज ऑफ द किंग्स
Dahana.
Oh, an highlighter.
Anapavarga.
Without deterioration of. Virya.
Prowess.
Govinda.
Oh, proprietor of Goloka Dhamma.
Go of the cows.
Dvija.
The Brahmanas. Sura.
The Devadas.
Artihara.
To relieve distress.
Avatara.
O Lord who descends.
Yogeshwara.
O Master of all mystic powers. Akhila.
Universal.
Guru.
O Preceptor. Bhagavan.
O possessor of all opulences.
Namaste.
Respectful obeisances unto you.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila
Prabhupada. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distress of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God, and I offer you my respectful obeisances. So please repeat.
O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna,
O chief amongst the descendants of Rishni,
You are the destroyer of those political parties.
Which are disturbing elements on this earth.
Your prowess never deteriorates.
You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode. And you descend to relieve the distress of the cows, the brahmanas, and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers, and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God.
And I offer you my respectful obeisances.
A summary of the Lord Shri Krishna is made herein by Srimati Kunti Devi. The Almighty Lord has His eternal transcendental abode where He is engaged in keeping Surabhi cows. He is served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. He descends on the material world to reclaim His devotees and to annihilate the disturbing elements in groups of political parties and kings who are supposed to be in charge of administration work. He creates, maintains and annihilates by His unlimited energies and still is always full with prowess and does not deteriorate in potency. The cows, the brahmanas and the devotees of the Lord are all object of His special attention because they are very important factors for the general welfare of living beings. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadigara Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni Rishabhavani Drug Rajanya Vamsha Dahanana Pavarga Virya Govinda Govija Surarti Haravatara Yogeshwara Kila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Rishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prowess never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the brahmanas and the devotees. You possess all mystic powers and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God and I offer you my respectful obeisances. So this is the final shloka in Queen Kunti's prayers. And she is here summarizing whatever she said so far. She is declaring Krishna in so many words, you know, describing Him and declaring that He is Bhagavan, He is belongs to Vrishni dynasty, friend of Arjuna, Krishna Sakha. Rishabha Avani. Rishabha means chief and Avani means the earth. So it's chief of the earth also. And Druk is the people who are, you know, the kings who are rebellious. Rajanya Vamsha. So what he did? He just killed all those, all the inimical kings, all the demoniac kings by his virya, by his prowess. And she's calling him Govinda. And here, interestingly, Prabhupada translate Govinda as a proprietor of Goloka Dhamma. Because of course he gives a Goloka Dhamma, name itself is Goloka, is a planet of cows. So naturally Govinda is very appropriate. Go Dvija. Go is the cows, Dvija is the Brahmanas, and Sura are the Devatas. So again Prabhupada says Devatas are like devotees. Artihara, to remove the distress, what happens? He takes avatar, he incarnates, he descends. And Krishna is also called here as Yogeshwara, Akhila. Yogeshwara, Akhila. He is the guru, he is the teacher of the whole creation, and is Bhagwan. Therefore, she says, I offer my respectful obeisances. So we can see many things in this. That when we say avatara, Krishna does not come always in his own form. He sends his representatives. There are so many types of avataras we know. Ansha avatara, guna avatara, shaktyavesha avatara, swayamsha. So he comes as a swayamsha, his own form. And there are some sects which worship Krishna as Yogeshwara. But one time I remember Prabhupada said that Yogeshwara is good, but that does not describe Krishna fully, because just talking about his controller of the yogis, of the yogas. But actually he is much beyond that. Because when we say Yogeshwara, then you keep a distance, you know, because you can't mess up with Krishna, Ishwara. And that's why Krishna takes the form of Gopala, Govinda, Damodara and so on, which are more relishable and you know, gives us more bliss, because there is a relationship. There is a very nice touch to the whole thing. You know, Krishna is a baby with his pranks and is you know, running around and making everybody happy. The moment the gopis and the whole Brijavasis used to see him, they'll forget everything. So he comes in that form. Although he is Bhagavan, having all the six opulences in full. And of course he also is very, very dear to the Devatas. That's why they keep working for him, you know. There's no compulsion. It's not like the jobs that we do in this modern age, you know. It's compulsion because we need money. But Devatas have been already empowered, you know, the king of the heaven, or king or controller of this and controller of that. So they're already controllers. They don't have to work for their wages or fill the belly of the family or something like that. But still, they are ready to carry the orders. That's why in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that he, in Goloka Vrindavan, he is having Surabhi cows, you know, the best of the best cows. And the hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis are serving him. But still he comes to this material world. Why? To reclaim the devotees, the souls. Because we all come away from him, so he just comes to reclaim. And then in that he just paritranaya sadhu nam vinashaya chadushkritam. That is there, that he does all the time. And then he creates, maintains and annihilates. Of course he uses different outsourcing, you know, he does this sudden outsourcing. He wants to destroy, he doesn't do it himself, he just outsources. He engages Lord Shiva in that. For maintaining, he is there. Lord Vishnu is there. And for creation he uses the services of Lord Brahma. But with all that, his own energy, his own prowess, virya, never there, because he is sampurna, purna. That's why it says, you know, from the purna, from the whole, you take out whole, it still remains whole. You add another whole, it still remains whole. So that's the definition of purna. So it doesn't deteriorate. In many places it is there, that Krishna's energies don't come down. You know, like we, it's simple, even in mundane life, it's not that, you know, when we work, we get tired. Krishna sometimes exhibits that tiredness, you know, just to give the, again, that opportunity for the devotees to serve. Like when he was fighting with Jambavan, he after 28 days or something, he felt a little tired. He showed it. When he was fighting with Mura, he just went from that place and went into a cave to take rest. So somebody may say, oh, he's also getting tired. He's also like, you know, people ask these questions all the time. Does he have intestines? What about passing stools? You know, does he do it normally? Or, you know, like, I mean, so many questions they ask, because when he came as a human being, then they say, Mother Yashoda did everything, so he must be doing this also. Yeah, why not? But one Maharaj was explaining that even the stool is so fragrant that nobody will reject it, you know, because it's transcendental. It's nothing to do with this material world. So, he chose three items. I mean, Kunti Devi is talking of three items. Go, cows, dvija, brahmanas and devatas, devotees. Because they get all special attention. Because why? Because they are a very important factor for general welfare of living beings. You can see, without cow, the whole world will be in trouble. Whole world. And then, brahmanas, of course, brahmana meaning the preachers, the one who talks about God, they are also required. Otherwise everything will become so irreligious. Already it's there. Signs are there. Kali Yuga is progressing fast. Some European countries have already declared themselves as godless. They're spreading very fast. But we know that they are very important. And then of course the devotees are the most important, because they are the ones who are keeping the hope alive. When people see the devotees, they get a little hope. They will ask, oh, you left everything, oh, you are doing this. Some of them will be saying, oh, we get inspiration by looking at you, looking at your activities. So that's the meaning, you know, that's why Prabhupada decided to have this ashrama. And when people leave the ashrama and then they set up a nice example for the rest of the society. So, that's what it is. So we have come to the end of this wonderful prayers of Queen Kunti. Very, very wonderful. And now I think in the few shlokas we are going to wind up this chapter. So I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comments, we can take it.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.